Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Getting you back to OMF faster.
Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier. Sports Radio WEEI.
I'm not the one who's so far away when I feel the snake bite and tear my veins. Never did I wanna be here again, and I don't remember why I came.
Like in church.
Okay. So I take it this
5 o'clock, baby.
This is Spaz's collection here now today, right?
Who doesn't like Godsmack?
You know, this is actually, you know,
local band.
I was listening to Black Sabbath.
Not bad.
Like they're
hot new band.
No. But they reunion. They got back together. They did a new album. I was like listening to Ozzy Osbourne talk about it. And the first song that they played, I got to find it.
Did it? I didn't say I understood him.
But I was like, wow.
Last hour been brought to you by Bill DeLuca Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.
So before you go to the call, last thing on Ozzy Osbourne and Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
Why can you understand him when he sings?
That's
and
a good
you can't
point.
Understand him that, when he talks.
That's a good
your
point.
Ability to sing is like the last thing. Like your ability to process music and to sing is like one of the last things that you lose or like can do as a human. Like my dad has Parkinson's, for example, kind of like Ozzy Osbourne's father does. My dad can barely speak. If you ask my dad to sing something for him, to you rather, he can actually do it.
Wow.
And the other thing is like no
it's
accent.
It's very, very no strange. No, it's really, really weird how.
Okay.
So he has a difficult time speaking and enunciation's a bitch. But if you say like, Dad, do it musically. He can actually, like, it's strange. It's very weird how the brain works.
Well, maybe that's it.
There you go.
All right, to the phones. The sensitive soccer fans are all pissed off. I mean, your sport is great, and a lot of people love it, and more people in the world love it than any other sport. I'm just questioning whether it's ever going to make it here as a professional sport and a sport league in America. I've been hearing this now for 5 decades. Where is it? Here's a John in a car. Hello, John. Whoa, what is that whistle? John, what do we got going here?
Sorry. Hey, is that all right now?
Yeah, you're good. Go.
All right, sorry. Hey, Glenn, you know, this whole thing started off as a ratings argument. And your point was valid when you said it's ridiculous to compare the Gold Cup, not the Gold Cup, I'm thinking about the new soccer term that I've been watching this week, why the Euro Cup can't be compared to the NBA Finals because it's an event. Now you're also trying to compare the MLS, which is not the same thing if you wanted to compare it to the EPL league, which is where American domestic players want to eventually end up, like Lewandowski, and also like who's the Polish
Clint Dempsey ended up there.
No, I'm tired. Fitzy, stay out of this. I'm talking about people that play in the EPL.
Wow. So I told you, there's sensitive soccer people. Yeah. You're defending soccer, Fitzy, and they're pissed at you.
No, Fitzy's just stupid. Goes for talking points.
Wow. These are your people, Fitzy.
Hey, John in the car, you can go F yourself.
That's fine. Okay, you're glorified. Like, you weren't funny.
Get to the point of your call, dipstick.
My point is that Glenn is making some sort of ridiculous argument when he's not considering the fact that the MLS is beyond, not even close to the top tier soccer, and it never will be because the MLS is trying to support domestic players. That's why they limit the amount of international players across the MLS. So you can't go hire every single top tier player, Glenn, and bring them over to the MLS.
Okay, so I agree with what you're saying, and MLS is a minor league league.
That's why we all agree.
Okay, John, let me make my point. The point is that you have all of these American owners of European soccer teams right now. Okay?
That's the top thing. That's where the top play.
I get it. We have a country of 335 million people in this country. If there was money to be made for John Henry, the Glazer brothers, and all of these other American owners here in the United States, well, let me finish, with large audiences who would want to see the greatest players in the world, because all of these other sports now have some of the greatest players in the world, Stephen A. Smith, playing here in the United States, they would do it. But there isn't an audience for it.
So, Glenn, right, and here's why, and here's where the audience is. The global sport is at the EPL, where everybody in the world wants to go and play because it's the top thing. And guess what? All those American-born owners are buying those teams because they know the young kids are actually watching EPL in La Liga right now.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I totally agree that it is a huge success. The point I'm making is not that soccer is dead in Europe, or that soccer is in trouble in Europe. Soccer is the number one sport in the world, number one in Europe. The problem is, I've been told for 50 years, it's coming to the United States as professional leagues, and it's not happening.
Oh, and hey, John in the car, Clint Dempsey played for Tottenham and Fulham, so blow it out your ass.
Wow. Wow.
I'm not a soccer dummy. I'm not going to take John in the car calling up, Fitzy, stay out of it, Fitzy. Fitzy only makes all the hot talking points. Oh, he only knows Patriots.
Christian's right. They get so sensitive.
Talk it and suck it, John in the car, and the rest of you that think that too.
They get so sensitive, they even turn on one of their own. Because you have been sitting here defending soccer. They eat their own.
I love it. I've said the most fun I've had going to a sporting event non-Super Bowl the last 15 years was when I saw the Pats play the Rams at Wembley 9 years ago. Second most fun I had was when I saw Hamburg play against Fulham over at Craven Cottage over
Hamburg.
There. And it was
on Hamburg?
Hamburg, sorry. It helps you make a great meal. I think it does just fine on its own, Eddie. You're the gourmet around here. Was incredible. It was absolutely spectacular.
All right, so
John has a lot of good points.
You love the way they react.
He's a rich head, but yeah.
And people here in the United States don't react the same way maybe at professional games. They do at college games, I guess. So maybe it's more of a college audience. I don't know. I'm talking about the sport at a professional level. I'm serious when I say, and older people will attest to this, that five decades ago, I kept on hearing that the major leagues of soccer, the best soccer players in the world, the best teams, were going to be in a professional league here in the United States that was going to compete against Major League Baseball, NBA, NFL, NHL. It ain't happening.
Okay, it's not ingrained in our culture.
Okay, let's Fitzy, stay out of this.
Hey, you can blow it out your ass too, Fourier.
I want people to yell at Glenn.
All right, let me go to Joey in Waltham. Go ahead, Joey.
He didn't go to the person that's going to yell at him. Do you believe that?
Yeah, I feel like I'm in bizarro world, the fact that you're talking about soccer in the first place.
Right.
But, Fitzy, I appreciate your passion for it, but I'm a soccer fan. Been a soccer fan pretty much my entire life.
Excellent.
It doesn't have the history, and it's never going to be that famous or that popular as a professional sport in the United States because it doesn't have a history.
Yes.
Glenn, you're talking about the European players coming over and playing baseball and football. That's because the history of baseball and football is in the United States.
Right.
You're never going to get that popularity of soccer here because the history of it is in Europe. So it's as much as I would like it to be, it's never going to rival that because it doesn't have the history of it. The history of it is over in Europe. The Yankee of soccer is over in Europe. It's not going to be here ever.
Yeah, but this has been going on now for 50 years, and the NBA were late bloomers. The league was put together in 1948 and really didn't become viable until the 1980s. The 1970s, they had the drug issues and everything else. So that's relatively young and new.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah,
if there's such a lack of popularity about soccer, people don't really give a flying fiddler's blank about soccer over here, then how come the most phone calls I think I've seen at this radio station since I started working it. People, there's a passion for it. It's just out there. It's almost like
sensitive.
It's not cool.
They get pissed off when you talk about it.
It's loud.
They get pissed off.
Because they chant and they cheer.
Well,
they come up with rhymes.
If they love
the closest thing to college football you'll ever experience in this country when you don't have college football up here. No offense.
Well, let me ask you this. Why don't you take revolution calls during the course of the week? Would you do a show on the weekend? Right? Mm-hmm. With Mega, why don't you guys take some revolution calls?
She's rebranding as Revo.
Why don't you guys take some phone calls about the Euro Cup?
We don't judge.
Specifically
no
about
bias.
The game. You want to talk about the game specifics?
I just told you I thought
you
were all
pissed off two substitutions later.
And that guy,
game.
Chiellini, 36-year-old for Italy, stud, legend. Bring him over here.
Okay.
You pay to go see him a couple times.
I'm good. Matt's in Walpole. Hello, Matt.
All right. Look, Glenn, I know you think you've weaseled your way into this argument that no one can disprove, but you're still wrong. And I don't think I've ever actually heard someone be so wrong.
About
so
what? What am I wrong about? What am I wrong about?
Yeah. What did you say earlier? Why don't these American owners take these clubs over to the United States?
You know what, Matt? I think he said something to the fact that if they spoke English, it would be better.
That was Stephen A. That wasn't me.
Oh.
Listen, I mean, it's A, hey, man. Stephen A is talking about sports. He doesn't know. So is Glenn. Listen, Glenn, they do take those teams over here, okay, for preseason matches where the starters don't even play. And you know what
they're friendlies. They're called friendlies. They're not even
United. Real Madrid and Manchester United sold out Michigan Stadium.
One game.
With 110,000 people. And you want to know what else was in the news recently, Glenn, that you clearly didn't pay attention to?
These soccer people are so sensitive.
Super League. The Super League.
I remember the Super League, yeah.
That was literally when these American owners tried to take those teams and travel
didn't go
the
so
world,
well. Didn't go so well.
In the United States, Glenn, and it was such.
Yeah,
a
but wait a minute, Matt. The people that got pissed were the fans of the individual team because they said you're not going to take our team and move on. So why don't the owners start their own team, their own league back here in the United States? Are you telling me with 335 million people, how many people do they have in England? How many people do they have in Italy or Germany? You're telling me that with 335 million people, we can't start our own professional league, and then maybe you could build it up to where you could compete against the Premier League. No, what those owners try to do is a coup. They tried to take all the crappy teams and kind of dismiss them and just take the top teams and then put their own league together. And individual team fans basically said, blow it out your ass. You're not doing that. All right, that's totally different than what we're talking about here. They could easily start a league. You don't think there's enough money out there, Christian, for these wealthy owners to start a league here in the United States?
That's going to compete against who?
That's going to compete, maybe not right off the bat, but over a 10, 20, 50-year period.
Well, where, are they gonna
where are they going to get the money from?
Where are they going to get the athletes?
10 years, 20 years? I mean, look, you watch the AAF fold halfway through their inaugural season.
Well, you just
season.
Told me it was so popular here, so why couldn't they?
And so you just I heard football so popular here, and the AAF folds in the middle of the season.
Really,
the XFL
really,
has to go through
I really
two
wish they would do a dream team version for soccer. I would take, like I said, the best athletes that the United States has to offer in any sport, take the best athletes, and then listen, I'm going to pay whatever you are going to make for the next 2 years. All you're going to do, I'm going to call it like, you know, a soccer island, and we're all going to learn soccer. You're Lamar Jackson, you're going to be a midfielder, whatever the hell. Giannis Antetokounmpo, you're going to be the goalie, and your backup is going to be, I don't know, maybe LeBron James. I'm going to get the best athletes.
DK Metcalf. The sport play.
Oh, can you imagine
see, if that
DK
happened,
Metcalf?
If that
like,
happened.
Good luck.
If that happened, the sport of soccer would be immensely popular here in the United States. And they would have a professional league over here. He's right. If the greatest athletes decided.
Running four threes.
Exactly.
Good luck.
But
yeah.
You're also. Oh,
well, why is it
good
not
luck.
Happening? Why is it
I
not
agree
happening?
That they're intense athletics. First of all, because the history and the money are in basketball and football. Everyone's not going to just say, you know what? Even though I have a chance to go sign for 5 for $100, like let's say DeAndre Hopkins was like, you know what, actually, I'm going to turn down being the highest paid wide receiver because I believe there's a higher calling for me. I'm going to go play for Houston FC or whoever the hell the name of the South Texas football team is down there. And I'm going to, if they even have one. It's part of my ignorance. And I'm going to go and I'm going to learn how to play soccer and I'm going to try to lead the charge because he's making so much money in football and that's where his shine is. Where he's been.
So what is the percentage of American players that are playing in the top leagues?
The good ones here go play over there. Like
how many?
I said,
how
Tim
many?
Howard went to go play. Clint Dempsey was
What's
a great
the percentage,
player.
Though?
They all go to play.
I
don't know. I'm not that much of a soccer.
My guess is the percentage is small compared to what you get out of European countries, right?
You don't have a lot of Europeans who say, one day I dream of playing in MLS.
Well, wait a minute. Well, you already talked about it, though.
I would love
you
to
talked
play
about
in
women.
Portland.
So why are women able to dominate in international competition, the USA women? Because it's a priority here.
Yes, it is.
It's a priority.
Exactly.
Here.
It's a priority.
It's not a priority here with men.
Glenn,
contrary to what you
said,
it's
volleyball.
If I may, then if I may, where else? No. What?
Well,
where
is.
Else
it's
are
women? Interesting sport.
Where else? If we're talking volleyball, then hopefully Spaz will cue up the song from Top Gun. Now, where?
What's the name of the song?
No, we're not going to another sport.
Playing with the boys.
We are not going to another sport. Stick with
playing with the boys. Now, Glenn, what other sport would you say that women have a chance to make huge appearance fees, be professional? Like, there's the tennis. WNBA, there's tennis, golf, right? Okay, we have, yeah, there's tennis and there's golf for men as well. But outside of the WNBA, there are not a lot of other sports where women can become established professionals.
What are you talking about? Candace Parker is now on the cover of NBA 2K.
This is the worst.
It's not a WNBA game. It's an NBA game.
I'm going to take a timeout like they do on at the Home Run Derby, and we got to give away some money. We got to give away some cash. You didn't give away. We got to give away cash. It's a national contest, and there's a code word. And I can't. I want.
Did you say toad word?
I said code word. You heard toad word. I see. See what I'm doing for my boy here. I'm giving him time to find the right sheet. I don't want him to. Is that your song?
That's not it. We need the money.
We need the money
for doing volleyball. This.
All right, you want me to hit the money thing?
Yes.
Of course, Spaz. He's going to be like
another typical cash giveaway. Here's this hour's code word on WEEI.
Code word is vocal. Soccer fans are vocal when it comes to defending their sport.
Nicely done.
Text VOCAL to 72881 right now for your chance to win $1,000 in our national cash contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. By the way, Tyler's doing a smart marketing thing right now.
What's he doing?
He just tweeted this out. This is not a joke. We've started the 5 o'clock hour on WEEI talking soccer and taking your phone call.
I've never been happier on the afternoon show. I got Spaz playing my favorite 80s jams.
It's the summertime.
You and Fourier are on fire.
Smart, though. That was smart. The soccer fans are excited.
Oh, yeah.
Now.
And DJ Bean, of course, a big-time soccer fan. He's retweeted it and said the correct tweet should be, has soccer surpassed Major League Baseball?
DJ? And that's coming from a hockey guy. Well, that's why that's coming. That's is why
he,
DJ says
it. So the MLS is getting higher ratings than the Major League Baseball? Is that what he's saying?
I guess that's the question he's posing, yes.
I don't think it is. I don't think MLS. That's the point. The point is, if it's that big here in the United States, why aren't there not more players? Because the female players, obviously, we've got a lot of great female soccer players because it's a priority with women playing soccer here in this country. It's not with men. As Christian said, if you had the great athletes who decided on playing soccer instead of playing football or basketball, I think it would be. And second of all, they're selling out Wembley. They're selling out places in Europe because the people over there are willing to pay the freight to go to every single game and bang out those stadiums. The owners who have all of the money, these billionaires who buy all these football teams, are not bringing and buying soccer teams here in the United States because they're not going to bang out the buildings.
If you have never had that kind of fun you have, and listen, I've been going to football games.
I'm not saying it's not fun. I'm not doing that.
Until we start doing it the way that they do it, until we turn it into football, until we turn football into football, it'll never be the same.
Just take the O and you use the U. You can do that.
By the way, the blue check mark at NE Revolution, the team here in town, they've liked our tweet, so they're on board with the soccer talk at 5 p.m. right here on EEI.
Of course they are.
This is huge.
I've been to Revolution soccer games. They're fun. You're right. All those crazy people and like, what do they call that? The end zone, whatever it's called there. They're
the
fun.
End zone?
They're fun. Yeah. I don't know. It's a soccer term. I don't want to be out of place here. Here's Frank in Boston. Hi, Frank.
Hi, gentlemen. How you guys doing?
Good, Frank.
The reason that soccer will never be big in the U.S. is because the teaching is not done properly. I'll give you two examples. And I coached Little League soccer, and my kids were like 9 years old when I started teaching them. The first time I went on a field, I saw every other coach, they were letting the kids running around, just kicking the ball. There was no structure. And I took my team, I told everybody to put their position and how they're going to play the game. They're going to play it properly. Even if you don't know how to play, you're going to stay in your position. And guess what? We beat everybody on that league. Now, if you take football, Little League football, they teach every kid how to block, how to run, how to running back, how to play. They teach them the fundamental at a little kid. In soccer, we don't do that. So by the time the kids get to 12, 15 years old, he knows nothing about soccer. So you never had the proper skill to play soccer. That's the reason.
Hmm. All right. Well, you agree, though. It's not that popular here in the United States. And it doesn't mean that people here aren't going to tune in for the World Cup or for a Euro Cup. I think it would be a lot more popular if we're talking about World Cup or Olympics, if the U.S. could actually qualify, the men's team, the women's team you talked about, they're popular because it's a big event. It's patriotic, you know, following, and they're good.
I've had friends tell me that are the soccer hardos who wake up and watch EPL every week, and they can follow, they can name all the great players of the world, blah,
just
blah,
like you.
That 2026. Now set your calendar, Glenn. Set your calendar. Hold on. I'll send you a Google invite.
Why am I pushing everything forward these days?
5 years from now, 2026.
What's going to happen then?
The U.S. will make the quarters, if not the semifinals, the
men's
of the World
team?
Cup. Finally. Hey, listen, Christian has sources. Now, my sources is telling me.
Taylor Twelman, I'm going to call him and find out what he thinks about this. Here's Lewis. Lewis is in Salem. Hello, Lewis.
There's that dog.
Oh, there's a nasty the dog.
How you doing, guys?
Watch out, Richard Sherman. Got the dogs on you.
All right. So the biggest hurdle with soccer here in the United States compared to Europe is that you got to, like, let's say, for example, the Red Sox or the Yankees or what's a big one? The Cubs, right? These teams have been around for 100-plus years, right? MLS has been here for what?
I can't handle the dog.
You got to quiet the dog down.
Okay. Muzzle the dog.
Be careful.
No, he's making a good point.
Yeah, but we can't stay with him with the dog barking.
All right, no more dogs.
Okay, enough of the dog. I can't do it.
That was,
I'm sorry.
That was bad.
I mean, soccer fans don't understand that when you call a sports talk show, you don't sit there and allow your dog to yap away. I mean, come on.
Now you're going to make that a dog exclusive?
Oh, excuse me. These soccer fans are all new to sports talk radio. They don't know how it works.
First of all, they call them pups.
Okay, whatever. Okay.
No, and they actually, instead of calling sports radio, they meet at the pub and they hammer it out 20 ounces of Carlsberg at a time.
Warm beer, right? Yeah. I don't like warm beer.
You don't
beer.
Like room temp? It no. goes down so much quicker.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
By the way, the New England Revolution have now followed our Twitter account.
OMF, buddy.
We're making moves, baby.
Expanding.
Let's go. Go Revs. Go Revs. I believe that we will win. I believe that we will win. I believe that we will win.
I believe in OMF. I believe in OMF.
What's the lacrosse team? Do we have a rugby team?
Is it the Cannons, the Boston Cannons?
Boston Cannons.
The team that traded Chris Hogan?
Yeah. Imagine that. Hogan was there for, like, what, 2 weeks? Everybody was all excited.
Was
they were bringing
scratch.
In a former member of the New England Patriots. 2 weeks later, they were shipping his ass out.
Healthy scratch the first week.
Yeah. JC is in Maine. Hello, JC.
How you doing, guys?
What's good. Up?
So I'm actually a diehard soccer fan, and I want to give you why I think the soccer is not going to take off in the U.S. like it has in Europe. And Fitzy was kind of onto it. The way soccer is, you have to take a country like England. They have like 700 and something teams because they're so organic. I think if soccer was set up more like a college system here, it would work because local areas will take a team and make it that much bigger because it'll be so insanely popular. On a local basis, you won't have all these fans spread out all over the country. And the other thing that's killing the MLS is there's no promotion and relegation because that's not the way franchises in America work. They're not going to pay a fee and then have to stay good to stay in that top flight. They want to make sure that they're guaranteed. But that's why the soccer in Europe and in England is so good because those teams are not just fighting to win the championship. They're fighting for survival because if you're no good, your ass gets booted down to the next one below it. So right now, there's nowhere else to go. That's why I think it's not working because of promotion relegation.
Exactly, JC. Imagine if all those years that the Jets sucked, they were told they were headed to like the XFL or the USFL. Mm. Like, guess what? You're being relegated to a secondary league, and you have to fight your way back in. And they would bump up some other teams could fight their way out of relegation, become part of the EPL, and they would get sent down to the minors. That's interesting. That's a way to keep you. I would never wish a Jets game on anybody, but that's a way to keep people watching lousy teams to the end. Your season matters. Once you go 0-5 or you're 1-7 out of the gate, everyone doesn't care, and you're tanking for Trevor. No, you have to fight to stay in and try to win every damn game all the way down the line.
You drop to the lower league.
Correct.
Yeah. So you'd like to see that. In the NFL.
I would put relegation in American sports.
So there's
yesterday.
A possibility your New England Patriots
Whoa.
Could be playing in the Boston
Those
Park
are
League
fighting
after the next two years.
They'll
right?
be in, they'll be in Dwayne Johnson's XFL if they don't get their ass in gear.
There you go. That could have. Listen, I know what the last caller's talking about with the MLS. And soccer people have told me this. It's not me coming up with it on my own because I wouldn't know better. They tell me that the level of play is nowhere close what soccer fans expect. And yet in this country, I look at college football. College football is nowhere close to the level that the NFL has. And I could make a case today that the second most popular sport in America is college football behind the National Football League. It's not even, in many cases, the same game sometimes because of the mistakes you see and the level of play that you have. They're just not as anywhere close to the level of play you get in the NFL. But it's extremely popular here in the United States. Why is that, Fitzy? Because the game of football is popular.
Because the game of football has been here forever. And yes, I guess soccer has as well. I know they tried to make it popular in the late 70s when they brought Pele to the United States. And it was a complete dud. Nobody cared. I don't know why it wasn't a big deal.
Well, of course, because
he was an old man. He could barely get around the pitch.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly. But football's been around forever. And yes, but college football and the way soccer feels outside of this country, American college football and soccer outside of this country share so much more in common. The camaraderie, the noise, the tailgating, the spirit. If we could just treat it like that, if you would be able to bring in some pros, have people invest in it and treat it the right way, I swear, in 10 years' time, people would give a crap about it. It takes time to grow.
And the teams that have been successful in the MLS are places where they have built soccer-specific stadiums of 15,000 so that they can get the crowd that they know that are the avid fans. Because they can't do beyond that, okay?
Yep.
Unless it's maybe a league championship game.
The Atlanta soccer team actually sells out the Falcons Dome, the brand-new dome. They sell it out. Atlanta United.
How many they put in there?
I mean, whatever the Falcons 70,000. 55,000, 60,000.
Really? Can I throw this in there?
Wow. They're massive.
Can I throw this in there and you tell me if I'm wrong, Christian? Atlanta is the worst American professional sports city.
I would agree with that.
The worst in America.
I would agree.
The worst. They don't care about anything with their teams.
And the Seattle Sounders, they're huge too. Massive out there.
And a smaller crowd though, right? They have a...
Yes, because it's a proper...
35,000.
They don't play at Quest.
And that's what the Crafts were talking about doing, building in Somerville and
they should. And I guarantee you, if the Crafts were to build a 20 to 25,000 seat soccer pitch somewhere else and not have them play in a large stadium with an empty end zone, I guarantee you it would sell out and it would turn into a scene.
Right.
You would have everyone from Southie wanting to glom onto it. It would become a big TikTok and social scene. It would be a big deal quickly if they had a proprietary stadium.
All right, let's go to Joe in Holyoke next on Inside Soccer. Hey, Joe.
How's it going, Glenn?
Yeah. Good, Joe.
Come on, get these last calls out of the way.
Yeah, a few quick bullet points here, and I'll hang up and listen to what you guys have to say. So I played soccer my whole life. The biggest change from now and back 20 years ago when I used to play, are kids these days, 8, 9 years old, show up with every jersey you can imagine from Spain, England, Portugal, France, etc. When I was 8 years old, I couldn't even name a player. So that's the biggest change right off the bat. And then, Glenn, comparing the MLS, viewership makes absolutely zero sense. You got to compare the viewership of the Premier League in the United States. And
I'm not debating that. I've said that all along. The MLS is minor league soccer. I'm not debating that. I'm saying
of the Premier League in the United States is higher than most baseball games and most hockey games in the United States. So that means something. You can't just say that because it's not the MLS, it doesn't mean anything.
But it isn't on a regular basis. When you have these big, and that's where we started this conversation, that over the weekend in the final now, where you were going to determine the champion of the Euro Cup, right? The championship,
No.
You had 9.4 million were watching here in the United States.
I'm talking an average weekend in the English Premier League when Manchester United faces Tottenham, for example. That will get better viewership than your average hockey game and your average baseball game in the United States, and that's a fact. You can check it when I get off the phone.
Okay. I'm not sure.
Check it.
I'm not sure I'm buying any of that. And I already gave you college football and professional football are well beyond that. But again, I I've been hearing this argument for 50 years, and suddenly the soccer fans, for some reason, think it has arrived here in the United States.
Global warming doesn't happen overnight, Glenn. It's happening.
It's
a process.
I don't see it happening quite yet. I think he's right about young kids, and I've seen young kids wear, you know, soccer jerseys from the European teams. I see that. But where are the young kids in this country as he talked about, we're the young LeBron Jameses of the country. Where are they going out and playing soccer right now? They're not doing
They're
it.
They're in Germany.
They're in Germany.
Yeah, they'll get trained here, and they'll go overseas, and they'll go to high school out there. They'll be 18 years old, and then they'll just play professionally.
There's
get
a lot of
$1 million a year. There's
that's where the juice is, Glenn.
Yeah, but if you have overseas. All of these people that are dying to go and see soccer games at a high level in the United States, and we have a population of 335 million, why isn't that there aren't people who are billionaires who are not sitting there going, oh, my God, look at the audience. We're watching NBA right now expand. They want to go to China. We're already seeing that, right? They're getting in bed with China, pissing
careful.
A lot of people off. Yep. And we're seeing other leagues here. The NFL's trying to get in bed. Why? To expand their base. Why wouldn't soccer expand their base with all these billionaires with teams here in the United States if there was this great audience?
There's
for
not
it?
Enough infrastructure, and you're going to need a lot
infrastructure.
Of
infrastructure. We're talking the United States of America.
No,
we're not talking
about
Cuba.
Soccer. We're talking. My God. Help all of us. May God have mercy on all of us.
Well, to think that soccer would get this much. Just, I guess,
passion
from
it does
you?
Every time and you it's every amazing. Time you talk about it.
It's like I think there's a very small minority, but they're very loud and passionate. Maybe that's why the games
and
are so much fun.
And that's why the games are so much fun. The matches.
So you're telling
and
me
I
that
thought
the,
all
the
this
death
time
of the
you
NFL
knew
fan,
nil.
The death of the NFL fan has everything to do with club seats.
Mm. Yeah,
maybe. Yes.
So wait a minute.
Actually,
so
in a lot
minute.
Of ways, yes.
Okay. So you're telling me that soccer fans couldn't afford the club seats? They're not,
of course.
There's blue-collar fans in soccer.
Soccer,
is that it?
Soccer, there's plenty of blue.
Really?
There's plenty of blue, and there's plenty of premium seats. There's plenty of club
so.
Seats for the soccer matches as well, Christian. Yes, there is. But it's
see,
a,
now look at you. Now you're
it's super,
getting
very sensitive.
It's super, super affordable. It's so it's the easiest sport to play
so,
in the world.
How's social
drop
media
ball,
going in the other
around.
Room, Tyler? Are they
yeah,
getting a little sensitive?
Yeah, so the Big Jab, which you're aware of, up in Maine, they have a Saturday show with these guys named Mannix and Mannix, not Chris Mannix, of course.
Because he would never do a soccer show.
Yeah, they retweeted our tweet about soccer starting the 5 p.m. hour, and they go, late to the party, OMF on WEI. We've
they're
been
right.
talking about soccer every Saturday morning for a year and a half.
They're right.
It's called the Soccer 30, and we actually know what we're talking about.
Well, I, wow. I agree.
Yes,
I agree.
You do.
We are late to the party. I agree. And so starting this weekend, it'll be Fitzy and Mego. They will do
yep.
soccer every
yep.
Every
Mego
Saturday.
And I, yeah. Mego and Revo are going to do 3 hours Saturday.
Isn't that the problem with soccer fans, though, is when you talk about it, it's not good enough. And when you don't talk about it enough.
Yeah.
No matter what, you
happy.
Just can't win.
You know what it is? It's like talking about Radiohead. You can't just be a cat
yes.
fan of like
yeah.
casual or
it's
prog rock.
How
you
many albums to, can you name?
No. Fish.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. God. Yeah. Oh, do you like jam bands? Oh, no. Yeah. What's your favorite Fish
that's
album?
Fish crap.
What's your favorite Fish concert at Madison Square Garden?
God. Those people.
Now we're
all right, we
got to
take a break. We're taking a break, Spaz. Take a break, Spaz.
Let's do it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, second half of the baseball season begins tomorrow.
It does.
Oh, the soccer fans are pissed off? We stopped talking about soccer?
But the man, they were like, oh,
you don't get time, boy.
You don't even care about the sport. Ooh.
I must say, I'll say one more thing about it, though, Fitzy. I don't understand it. In the NHL, if they had tried to do a shootout at the end of a game, in a game that decides the championship, we would be ridiculing the crap out of it. Yet in soccer they did, and everybody thought it was great. I don't understand.
I don't like the penalty kick.
Stupid.
I wish they just played a sudden death overtime.
Right. I got to tell you, I was confused.
You were?
Yeah. Well, I said, what the hell is going on?
It's to take your medicine.
Championship game. All right, so we begin the second half of the season tomorrow. At the beginning of the year, nobody thought the Red Sox would be in the position they're in right now, and it's an impressive position. I mean, they have been as good as any team in Major League Baseball. Maybe the Giants, right? The only team that's been better. So they've been terrific the first half of the season. But do our expectations change what we expect in the second half of the year? So we've done the math. They have 71 games remaining to play.
Damn.
If they go like 500, and they can't, obviously, because of the odd number. So 36 and 35, one game over 500, which is not great for, you know, almost half of a season. If they do that, they're going to end up with 91 wins. If they win anything above that, it's going to be 92, 93, 94, which is phenomenal, which will put them in a position where they're in contention to win the World Series and probably win the division over the Rays. Because the Yankees now and the Blue Jays are 8 games out, and you can bury the Yankees starting tomorrow night. So our expectations have to change. I think this ownership, as much as people like to dump on them and don't think they spend money, I think they do when they know that they have an opportunity to win. I think they're going to be active 2 weeks from now. I think you're going to see another pitcher in here. I think you're going to see another, you know, maybe a first baseman in here, another, you know, everyday player in here. I think they'll make the moves. So the expectation should be, we can't do what we did at the beginning of the season. Oh, it'll be great if we have meaningful games in August and September. No, we've got to look at this thing right now. Is we expect them to make the postseason, maybe win the division, and maybe challenge for the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you cannot have the best record in the American League, have all these all-stars, and have all the all-stars other than Barnes being his little shaky situation, but he got out of it. You can't have that many all-stars and then assume that everyone's going to give you a pass. Like, you still get a pass this year, okay? No. The expectations is World Series. And now you're going to have some competition, obviously. But, yes. Oh, wait. I mean, what would be the...
If 500 was the expectation. Like, 83 wins would, like, oh, my God, that would have been a great year. What a turnaround.
Any other sport? I mean, like hockey, basketball, where the all-star game is in the middle of the season, and you have a team, and we talked about teams that had multiple starters in the NBA all-star game. You would assume, other than the Celtics, that, that was going to be a team that was contending. Utah, I think, had a couple. The Lakers, I don't even know how many Phoenix had at the time. But you would think right off the bat that, bam, these guys are going to the finals. You got three out of the five best players, in all of the NBA, and they're on your team. You definitely should be in the finals.
You should be, yet there's no more of that creeping dread that used to come with pre-2004, like, I'm just waiting for them to blow it, like it's going to happen. This is more about the fact that this team is ahead of schedule. And I know Cora is supremely confident. The players believe in themselves. They're still having fun. But there's just that little nagging suspicion about, okay, well, if they are ahead of schedule, and Chaim Bloom had thought they would be better next year, better the year after that, and they went 5-5 in their last 10, maybe some of those, they lost 4 of the last 6, Glenn. Maybe now some of those 5-4 wins, those 3-2 squeakers, and all those comebacks, because I do believe they led Major League Baseball in comeback wins in the first half of the season. If some of those, through attrition or just the pendulum swinging back the other way, go against them, I'm not saying that they're going to go sub 500. it may get a little tighter in the American League East. Cut to 2 weeks from now, Glenn. Let's say you go three out of four against the Yankees, two out of three against Tampa, two out of three against Toronto. Breathing room. Then I would say, Christian, trade for some people. I do believe you should invest in this team. Get some guys in here, reinforcements, maybe a bat, maybe a bullpen arm. Then I could see World Series.
I don't think they have to go three out of four, two out of three, two out of three. I don't think they have to do that. As I said, I think they can go 500 the rest of the way. For an example, you got four games against the Yankees, right, this weekend. If you split the two, the Yankees are still eight games behind you. They don't gain. The Yankees and the Blue Jays are the ones that have to catch up to you. The Rays have got some issues right now with some injuries, but they're probably more likely, obviously, because they're, you know, shouting distance here. They're more likely to give you the biggest run in the division. But I don't think they have to do that. I think they can play that 500 ball, and I think they're legit. I do. When you say they're ahead of schedule, yeah, I think you know, Heim Bloom could look at it and the front office could look at it and say, yeah, we never expected this either. I'm sure they'd tell you that if they were being honest.
Sure.
And they're ahead of schedule. So
yeah,
big deal,
also,
you're ahead of schedule. What does that have to do with this year? Because the players that you got this year are fill-in players for a year or two. They're not part of your long-term future.
Yeah, I would also say, though, that, you know, everything went right in the first half of the season.
They did.
Like, everything
yes.
went right. So what are the odds of everything going right the second half
probably
of the season?
Probably not great.
It's probably, you know, someone's going to go through a slump. Someone's probably going to get hurt. Maybe Chris Sale's' return is delayed just a little bit. Maybe another team gets hot. Who knows? I mean, that can easily – I would actually bet on that happening and them having a second half like they did the first half. That's what I would call it.
Well, that's why I think they've got to go out and find some help. I saw that they went and took a look at Cole Hamels. I don't know what he's got left.
It's Friday,
what
he's
like,
I think. Yeah,
35 or 36, and you know, he's had some injury problems. But you got to treat it if you're the Red Sox right now. Okay, we're ahead of schedule. Still, you don't have a lot of young players that are doing things. If Tanner Houck were out here for the whole first half of the season and he had phenomenal numbers and he was your number one or number two pitcher on the staff, then I would sit there and say, okay, you're ahead of schedule because you got this young phenom pitcher that really has pushed you further ahead than you should be. Nope, that's not the case. They put together a bunch of reclamation projects in that rotation,
yep,
and they're pitching well. I still think that Alex Cora coming back here and the attitude and the culture that he's created is the biggest reason they are where they are right now. So does that all fall apart in the second half of the season? You might get injuries. You might. You're right, Christian. Some guys,
they've
been healthy.
Those close games.
Yeah, they've been
all
really
those close
healthy.
Games, they right. lose them.
And maybe you don't, but 500.
How much more can you expect? I mean, Kike Hernandez has wildly outperformed his contract and any expectations we could have had for him. So have all these guys.
Hunter Renfro. We can go
to
the
line. Did anyone really think Hunter Renfro, like Christian Arroyo, all these guys, like who expected the kinds of numbers out of these guys?
Right.
I would make the kind of trade where you bring in a bat and an arm. I've talked about how you could get Daniel Bard and CJ Krohn from Colorado because they're basically fire sailing their way through the second half of the season. You could call up the Cubs. You could, hey, guys, any interest in maybe
hey,
a little,
hey.
How about a little, hey, how are ya? You could do maybe a little Rizzo and Craig Kimball, bring back a couple of old pals and fortify the ranks. That's what I think the Red Sox need, just in case, Glenn, some of these guys hit some cold streaks. Maybe, like Christian said, someone gets hurt, or Matt Barnes gets tired because, yeah, he's got that nice new deal, 19 out of 23 saves in the first half, but that guy labored through a 30-pitch inning in an All-Star game. He's not pitching tomorrow night at Yankee Stadium in case that's a 3-2 game.
So I would say the Kimbrel one is the one that's fascinating because I think they do need a starter. But suppose you can't get the starter. I'm not sure you can depend on Martin Perez. He would be one I would worry about. And I'm not sure you even want him in the rotation when you get into the playoffs. So does it not make sense when you get a Kimbrel? What you do is your starters don't have to go nearly as deep. You've already signed Matt Barnes. You've given him now good money here. At least he thinks it's good money.
He
thinks it's good.
I think it's good.
So you don't have to worry about him getting pissed off because you're moving him up maybe to the eighth inning from the ninth inning. Because if you move him before he gets the contract, he's going to piss and moan because now he doesn't get to feature himself in free agency as a closer. So maybe that's the way you go, Fitzy. I think they're going to be creative. I think they know they got a shot. And baseball is a weird sport. We've seen Cardinal teams that have won, what, 86, 87 games, and they won the whole thing. The Red Sox in 2013. Did anybody think that team had any shot? That was a rebuilding year,
yeah,
right? And so baseball is weird. You can do it in baseball, and they have money. And so the question is, do they do something here in the next 2 weeks? I think they're going to be active. I'll be really disappointed if they're not. Oh, I like it when he gives me the thumbs up.
See that? No, thumbs up. I didn't give you a thumbs. Who gave
What'd
you a thumbs
do?
Up? I went like this.
Oh, break?
Yeah.
Was that your little break thing?
Yeah, it's the cool way of doing it.
That was the cool way,
it's the cool way of doing it?
Kind of like, keep your pinky and thumb
sure
like
sure that's
this.
Not a gang symbol or something?
No,
like that?
No,
that
was no, a show? No.
The literal hand ten.
You guys look at that symbol. I'm always fearful of getting symbols these
days. Christian, are we playing the circle game?
I'm fearful of giving any symbols anymore. All right, yesterday, one of the most hated Patriots ever, Cassius Marsh. I didn't even remember him. Claimed the franchise does not give players time to eat lunch. Now, who would be that cruel to do that? But Spaz served as the man on the street this morning and asked Boston about this absurd claim and then handed out lunch. We'll do that next.
Tomorrow night, the boys are back after the All-Star break.
The outfielder's looking up because that one is gone.
E-Rod and the Sox take on the Yankees.
For the fence, it's gone! It carried out!
Pre-game 6:08, first pitch 7:08 on your exclusive home of the Sox.
WEEI.
All right, here. For you here for Isaacson Solar. Now, listen, I recently made a move that I'm really fired up about. Like, I'm, like, totally excited. My wife and I were so tired of the high electric bills that after meeting with Ryan and Isaacson Solar, we were convinced solar's the way to go. And thanks to Isaacson, we're saving a ton of money on our house and looks, and we're saving a ton of money on our electric bill, and our house looks fantastic. Plus, Isaacson uses no subcontractors, only Isaacson employees, which means they know exactly what they're talking about. Now, if you've been thinking about solar but have hesitated due to, you know, the way your house is going to look, Isaacson made my house look even better with their sleek, black, American-made panels, I may add. With the AC we have now and our in-ground pool that's sucking the life out of us, I knew my electric bills were heading into a very expensive month. Now, not anymore. You know why? Because I got solar. Now, if you're curious and have I need you to get one of these Isaacson professionals over to your house, and we actually call them Isaacson Solar Designers, not sales rep. What they do is they walk your property, and they'll let you know exactly how much money you can save. Now, you still have time to take advantage of this year's state and federal tax credits. Learn more at IsaacsonSolar.com and check out their Facebook page for actual home videos, IsaacsonSolar.com.
Time now for Last Call.
See you later.
I'm done.
And it's been a blast.
I think the show has been a lot of fun.
I mean, I'm letting you go.
No, I'll let it go.
I'm letting you go. Good.
Last Call.
You know, it's really about the end of it.
Our very, very best. You know, we've saved for last.
Heads down, now stretch they come. Would you get a f***ing in?
Thanks for the ride, everybody. I'll see you around the block.
Bye-bye.
Now, it's Last Call on Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
It's all brought to you by Cars for Kids. Easy way to donate your car. Donate today. Car will be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com, 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Well, yesterday, I don't know why Cassius Marsh, we hardly remembered him. 9 games with the New England Patriots. He claims he's the most hated Patriot ever. Nobody cares about you, dude. He claimed yesterday that the franchise, the New England Patriots, would not allow the players to eat lunch.
The Patriot way is pretty, it's extremely impressive. Like, they work day in and day out. Like, their work ethic over there, what they, you know, instill is pretty legendary, you know. But they also treat players like crap, you know. You don't have a lunch,
that's
period.
True. Okay.
You don't have a lunch.
Is it a small lunch? Please. Is it a continental breakfast? Yeah. Is it a
so
bunch?
Spaz did his thing. He went out onto the street. He found any woman who had a parliament hanging out of her mouth.
not true.
And he asked them about this absurd claim.
Wait a second. I interviewed one normal person because I want Christian to hear how it sounds when you interview somebody normal.
It's the same one.
Okay.
All right, so I went to Kelly's Roast Beef, and I talked to the manager over there about this. Here's a normal take. The New England Patriots and Bill Belichick are not allowing the players to have lunch during practice.
Well, I got to think Belichick knows what he's doing, so I'm sure he has his reasons why. But a well-fed crew is a happy crew, and a happy crew does good work. So if they had a Kelly's up there, I'm sure he'd be having Kelly's every day.
Personally, I like the egg and cheese bagels that you guys make. What do you suggest on the menu people get?
I'd either go for a lobster roll or you got to have the classic roast beef sandwich three-way.
So you know what's fast? You know what's fast? So he gave up interviewing these women who you can tell have been smoking for 35 years, and he decided on getting himself a little bit of perks out of the deal. Yeah. So he went to Kelly's, great food at Kelly's, and he figured, I'll plug the food. I'll tell them I eat here all the time. This is what I eat. And you probably ate for nothing, right?
No, I had to come to work.
Maybe the next time I will.
But I live right behind Kelly's.
Okay.
But now here's
like
the example.
Their parking lot?
Literally. Oak Island, Revere, baby. So do you hear how boring that is? That's why I don't interview normal people. You get that on Channel 7, Channel 5. Forget that. I get.
How about the fried clams and roast beef for sandwich?
Oh, they're the best. They're the best. All right. So here's a unique character on this topic. According to a former New England Patriot, Bill Belichick isn't allowing the New England Patriots players to eat lunch.
Oh, he should. Absolutely, he should. Why not? Why is he not doing that? We all should be eating. Everybody should be eating. Why not? We need to eat. If not, we'll die. To be healthy. Just to be really healthy and to keep us going. Because if we don't eat, we can just all die. And I don't understand why not, because they got money. Why not share?
Do you think Bill Belichick should be investigated for not letting his players eat?
Yes,
because he does so many other things that is not okay.
Nope.
Like being in Florida, coming up with that stuff with the massage thing.
That was crap.
That's crazy, and he got off. That wasn't cool. And he's still being bad? Why? He should be giving us all a chance to eat.
What will you be eating for lunch?
I think I'm going to have a tuna sandwich that I got, you know, in my house. I'll make it, and I'll eat it.
It was pretty simple. I kind of like it.
Oh, my God.
You know what, actually? That's the ad exec that hired Tom Brady for Subway.
What will you be eating for lunch?
I think I'm going to have a tuna sandwich.
I mean, it's pretty simple. I'm going to make it at my house. I'm going to have a tuna sandwich.
We have another quick one if we can get
to
it.
This was a quick
one. Why not?
Patriots organization isn't allowing the players to eat lunch. How does that make you feel?
Sad, because they should be able to eat. It's very important. You need to eat because you need the nutrition. Right now, I'm eating Doritos.
And how nutritious are those?
Not good.
Do you think Bill Belichick should be investigated for not feeding his players?
Yes. He should be able to eat and feed the players. Big and strong and healthy to play. Yeah, it's a shame.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's maybe right. We'll give her a guest appearance on the Greg Hill Show on Monday morning. So
right now, I'm eating Doritos.
She can maybe ask that question to Bill.
She missed her chance.
Got a little messed up.
Good job, Baz.
All right, this hour brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing.
Thank you for
one manager of a terrific restaurant where you got a free meal, and then two other women who are heavy smokers.
Okay, good.
Right now, I'm eating Doritos.
There you go. Mutt's got
one
a complete
day we're
program.
Follow him around.
I think I'm going to have a tuna sandwich.
So we have no games tonight, right? No games?
No, zero.
No games tonight, but with Mego until 9.
Mutt and Mego. Oh, they had to bring in help. See? Well, Mutt couldn't handle
Mutt's
it
Mutt's doing the morning
himself.
Show tomorrow, so he's
a
short show.
Oh, there you go.
He's doing 3 hours and then the morning show tomorrow.
No, Mutt and Mego.
Also, no Brad.
Coming up next.
Has anyone told Mutt that if he wants to have full phones from 6 to 10, just talk soccer?
Yes.
That's good. You're going to lead with that.
How are they going to keep Bradfo out of the studio? Because I guarantee you, he's showing up at 6 a.m. He's had two solid days.
Leave.
He's coming back for a third. All right. You're back here? No,
Friday.
You're not. You're back here on Friday. All right. We'll see you on Friday. So we got you here tomorrow, Fourier. We got Andy here tomorrow. All right, Spaz, you here tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
There we are. Tyler's here tomorrow. We'll catch you tomorrow, too. Good night, everybody.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.